在圣堂里面来所安息着敬拜神。
We thank the Lord for His blessing that He has gathered us in His church to worship Him.
我们先一起来祷告，感谢主的恩典。
Let us all pray together to thank the Lord of His grace.
也求主带领住我们今天的聚会。
And also to ask the Lord to guide us and bless us in today's service.
让我们无论是在学习道理，或者是在属灵上的交通。都能够彼此得造就。
So that whether in learning of the teaching from the Bible or in spiritual fellowship, we can all be edified.
愿主耶稣的恩跟我们同在，大家一起祷告。
May the grace of the Lord be with us. Let us pray together. We thank the Lord. May peace be with you all.
我们今天早上一起来学习警醒祷告。
This morning we would like to study the topic watch and pray.
祷告是我们基督徒蒙恩的一种直接途径。
Prayer is a source for us as Christians to directly receive blessings.
但是也是我们基督徒要努力操练的一个功课。
However, it is also work for us to pursue after to practice.
我们看到古圣徒啊。他们在信仰成功，就是因为他们重视祷告。
We can see that the saints of old they were able to succeed in faith because they prayed earnestly.
所以有的人说啊，信仰成功的伟人就是祷告的伟人。
Therefore, there are those who say that those who succeed in faith are those who succeed in prayer.
诗篇里面说啊，所有有血气的人都要。来求告神。
In the book of Psalm, it tells us that all those who have flesh will come and search for God.
因为人的生命有限。
Because the life of man is limited.
人的能力有限。
The ability of man is limited.
所以人常常遇到一些啊没有办法克服的困难。
Therefore, human beings often have to face difficulties that they cannot overcome.
所以中国人说啊，人穷则夫天啊，人在那个能力受到限制的时候啊，就会很自然去呼求伟大的神来帮助我们。
There's also a Chinese saying that says that when a person has run out of options, then he will naturally search for the Almighty God for help.
他说神是在天上啊，查看地面上的世人。
God is in heaven, and he searches the hearts of men who are on earth.
所以当一人祷告神的时候，神就拯救人脱离一切的患难。
So when a righteous person prays to God, then God will deliver him from all disasters and tribulations.
所以这个祷告就是人向神呼求。
So prayer is a person crying out to God.
神在天上垂听啊，随时来帮助我们。
And God listening to the cry and helping us.
虽然我们人的力量有限啊，但是有全能的神啊，随时可以护庇我们。
So even though our abilities, our strengths are limited, but the Almighty God is ready at any time to help us.
请看马太福音的26章41节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 26, verse 41.
马太福音二十六章四十一节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 41.
说总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。这主耶稣要被卖之前呢、他提醒门徒。
Prior to Jesus being betrayed, being sold, he warned his disciples.
才不会说要警醒祷告，才不会受了迷惑。
Saying, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation."
Because 主耶稣对门徒说啊，撒旦要塞你们，好像塞麦子一样。
Because Jesus had told his disciples that Satan wants to sift you as wheat.
因为他设了很多的陷阱来迷惑你们。
Because he has set many traps to trap you.
但是我们看到彼得啊，跟其他的使徒，他们就失掉了警醒。
But here we can see Peter as well as other disciples, they lost their watchfulness.
主耶稣在那里流汗流泪的祷告。
In the garden, Jesus was praying with tears and sweat.
But
but the disciples were weak and they fell asleep.
那所以后来他们在试探当中啊，就失败了。
So later on during their temptation, they failed.
说还好，主耶稣曾经为他们祷告，所以让彼得在失败当中啊能够回头。
But for them, since Jesus had previously prayed for them already, therefore, in their failure, the disciples, and specifically Peter, was able to return.
后来彼得啊就把自己的经验啊来勉励其他的圣徒。
And later on, Peter used his own experience to edify other disciples.
说都要常常啊警醒谨守。
Jesus says to often watch and pray.
因为魔鬼好像苦叫的狮子啊。遍地游行，要找一些可吞出的人。
Because the devil is like a roaring lion, that goes about everywhere searching for those whom he can devour.
所以我们要用警醒祷告来胜过他。
Therefore, to overcome, him, we need to, watch and pray.
所以我们从主耶稣以及使徒身上啊。让我们知道说警醒祷告的重要性。
Therefore, from the actions of Jesus and the disciples, we can see the importance of watching and praying.
我们早上就根据圣经啊来谈一些啊，我们在什么时候必须要警醒祷告。
So this morning we would like to study the Bible and see in which instances we would need to watch and pray.
我们先来看诗篇第五篇。
Let us first turn to Psalm chapter 5, Psalm 5.
诗篇第五篇第三节。
Psalm 5 verse 3。
五篇第三节。
Psalm 5 verse 3。
说神啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。这是大卫的祷告。
This is the prayer of David.
他首先说啊，神啊，求你能够垂听。我向你祷告呼求的声音。
He first says to God, saying, "O Lord, give heed to the voice of my cry."
说因为你是我的王，我的神，我生命的主宰。
Because you are my King and my God.
所以我们知道说我们这个祷告是有对象的。
So we know when we pray, there is a person that we're praying to.
就是天上的神。
And he is God in heaven.
他是我们生命的主宰。
He is the controller. He is the authority over our life.
也是我们真正的君王。
He is also our king.
他是全能而慈爱的神。
He is almighty and he is full of loving kindness.
他说我们向神祷告是在神的面前。陈明我们的心意。
Here David says that prayer is to reveal to God our heart and our mind.
我们喜乐的时候啊，我们就向神感谢颂赞。
When we're joyful, we thank God and we praise Him.
当我们遇到困难的时候，就求神啊能够来帮助我们。
And when we're faced with difficulties, we ask the Lord to help us.
有时候我们遇到了一些愁苦患难。也把我们的心思意念陈明在神的面前。
Sometimes we're faced with afflictions and tribulations, and we also, at those moments, pour out our heart before God.
在神的面前呐，倾心吐意。
Saying to direct ourselves before God.
所以以色列人呐，他们每天呐有三次长时间的祷告。
So the Israelites had three long prayers in one day.
最重要的就是早上的祷告。
And the most important one is the one in the morning.
所以每天早晨起来，就在神的面前呢，向神祷告，陈明我们的心意。
So every morning when they wake up, they would pray to God and to let God know what was in their minds.
我们每天呢，也要警醒祷告。
Therefore, we should do the same and watch and pray every day.
为着我们全家人出入能够得到平安。
So that our entire family can be safe going in and coming out of the house.
因为我们不知道啊，我们下一步会遭遇到什么样的事情。
Because we do not know what will happen to us next.
有时候人正感到平安稳妥的时候啊，突然间灾难就临到了。
Sometimes it is when a person feels at ease and peaceful that tribulations come.
有些的患难是我们人没有办法预料得到的。
And there are some tribulations that we as human beings cannot predict.
所以我们要常常祷告神 求神看顾我们出入能够平安。
So we need to often pray to God, to ask God to guide us and help us so that we can have peace.
请看诗篇一百二十一篇。
Listen to Psalm 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇。
Psalm 121.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一百二十一篇第一节。
Psalm 121, verse 1.
说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？第二节。
Verse 2.
我的帮助要从造天地的主而来。第三节。
Verse 3.
他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。第四节。
Verse 4.
保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。第五节。
Verse 5.
保护你的是耶和华真神，啊，真神在你的右边应庇你。第六节。
Verse 6.
白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。第七节。
Verse 7.
神要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。第八节。
Verse 8.
你出你入，神要保护你从今时直到永远。这里讲到说我们人真正的帮助从哪里来呢？
Here it tells us whereOur help really comes from.
啊，就是从造天地的真神而来。
Our help comes from the true God who made heaven and earth.
有时候在白天，在夜晚啊，难免有时候会遭遇到一些啊患难。
Sometimes, by day or by night, we might be faced with difficulties.
啊，但是啊，神是永远不疲乏困倦的神。
But the Lord is one who does not slumber nor does he sleep.
不管是白天啊，不管是黑夜啊，他都在眷顾我们，让我们免受一切的灾害。
Whether by day or by night, he is there to help us and prevent us from being hurt by tribulations.
所以在诗篇九十一篇里面说啊。
Therefore, in Psalm 91, it says,
说有时候突然间来的一些灾害啊，在我们的左右边。
That sometimes sudden difficulties will come to us and be on our left or right.
啊，有人扑倒了啊，有人啊，被那个瘟疫灾病。
And there are some who are who fall because of the tribulation.
但是啊，这个灾殃不会临到你，因为神会看顾你。
But this tribulation will not come upon us, because God watches over us.
所以箴言里面说啊，敬畏神的人啊，大有倚靠。
Therefore, the Psalm also tells us that those who fear the Lord have a great help.
而且他们的儿女也有避难所。
And their children also.Have a place of protection.
我们看到小孩子在成长的过程当中啊，什么时候要受到伤害啊？其实很容易的。
We can see that as a child grows up, it is easy for them for harm to come upon them.
啊，但是我们要常常为我们的儿女啊祷告神，求神特别怜悯眷顾。
But we need to often pray to God for our children so that God can preserve them.
让我们啊都能够出入得到平安。
So that we're whether going in or coming out, we can have peace.
我们有一个传道啊，他有一个儿子在一个小岛上当兵。
There was a pastor of our church who had a son who was enrolled as a soldier on a small island.
他说他刚好星期天有休假。
And on Sunday he had a holiday.
啊，妈妈就带来一些亲戚啊，总共四个人。啊，坐一个小飞机啊，就准备去探望他。
So the mother with three other relatives took a plane to go to that island to visit him.
啊，本来是想说啊，早一点去啊，啊，所以有比较多的时间啊，跟孩子在一起。
So at first they thought that they could go earlier so that they would have more time to spend with their son.
所以他们就订了最早的班机。
So she booked the earliest flight.
那这个。突然间啊，这个儿子从营里面打电话回家。
So suddenly the son called them from his camp.
说妈妈，我们星期天早上啊，我们没有办法那么早就休息。
Saying to his mother, saying on Sunday morning we cannot start our break.
啊，所以我们 希望你们呢、啊、不要坐第一班了、啊，改到第二班的飞机。
So hopefully you can not take the first flight, but take the second flight.
结果他的妈妈跟他的一些亲戚啊，就临时把那个飞机票改到第二班。
So his mother and his relatives, they suddenly changed their flight from the first one to the second.
后来当他们到了机场的时候，发现说啊，整个啊飞机就关闭了，就不飞了。
But when they arrived at the airport, they realized that the airport was shut down and none of the flights were going up. 原来
早上第一班的飞机啊，啊快要降落的时候啊，突然间冲到那个大海里面。
But because in the morning, the first flight actually, right before it landed, it went into the ocean.
飞机上的人啊，没有一个生还。
And not a single person on the plane survived.
但是那个飞机啊，就留了四个空位。
But on that plane, there were four empty seats.
啊，原来这四个空位啊，本来就是他们要坐的。
And those four empty seats originally were the seats for these four people.
所以人什么时候要发生困难啊，真的我们不知道的。
So human beings indeed do not know when they will be faced with difficulties.
但是我们的神啊，是我们的避难所。
But our God is our protector.
能够拯救我们脱离一切的患难。
He can deliver us from all tribulations.
所以我们要常常为我们自己啊，为我们的家人啊，出入的平安祷告。
And therefore, we need to often pray for ourselves and pray for our family members.
我们每天啊，都要做很多事情。
Because we have to do many things every day.
但是我们要为我们所要计划、所要做的事情来祷告。
But we also need to pray for the things that we're planning for and the things that we're about to do.
求神帮助我们啊，所要计划的事情都能够亨通顺利。
We can ask God to help us, so that everything that we plan to do will be done in a timely manner.
每天也要为我们的家人的信仰啊，为他们的灵性祷告。
We should also every day pray for the spirituality of our family members.
啊，求神特别保守，让我们全家人呐、啊，啊，一生一世都能够主守在神的恩中。
To ask the Lord to preserve us so that everyone in our family can be in the Lord for their entire life.
我到澳洲去
，I went to Australia.
啊，有一个教会，有一个负责人跟我讲。
And at a particular church, a church council member said,
他说啊，孩子年轻的时候，很小的时候啊，啊他们没有把他带好。
He said, when my children were very young, I did not do a very good job bringing them up.
啊，现在到了大学了，哎，你叫他做这个，他偏偏不要。
So now they are in university, and when I tell them to do something, they will,
他有他自己的想法做法。
They will intentionally say no because they have their own way of
doing things. 但是有些选择啊，啊就跟那个基督徒啊啊的表现应该是不一样的。
But some of the decisions they make are contrary to that of Christians.
所以现在他为着那个孩子啊感到很困扰。
So now he feels very troubled by his children.
我跟他讲说啊，虽然孩子大了。
I said to him, even though your children are older,
但是我们也是要用道理继续的劝勉他们。
But you need to continue to encourage them through the word.
啊，但是更重要的就是为他们祷告。
But more importantly, you need to pray for them.
啊，主要我们能够为他们祷告啊，啊，虽然他们有时候好像迷失了，但神会保守他们，让他们有一天呢、啊、能够回头。
As long as we can pray for them, then even though at times they seem like they are lost, yet God will preserve them, and one day they will return.
因为人的心啊，在神的手中。
Because the heart of man is also in the hand of God.
说好像水在那个龙锅里面流一样，水在那个水锅里面流一样。
Just like water in a channel.
啊、如果我们常常为他们祷告的话、啊、神会保守看顾他们让他们不注意失脚。
And if we often pray for them, then God will preserve them, look after them so that they will not be lost in time.
所以我们每天、啊、都要警醒为我们全家人祷告。
Therefore, every day we need to watch and pray for all of our family members.
我们有时候在工作之前、啊啊、我们要祷告交托神。
Sometimes before we do work, we also need to pray to God and hand over our work to God.
我们看箴言第三章第五节。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
说你要专心仰赖神，不 不可依靠自己的聪明。第六节
Verse 6，
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。那这一节圣经啊，我们是相当熟悉的。
We're very familiar with this passage.
所以我们要专心啊，仰赖神，啊，神就会指引我们该走的道路。
It tells us that we need to trust in the Lord and acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths.
因为我们人啊，可以筹算自己的道路。
Because human beings can plan their own paths.
每个人都可以做很多很多的计划。
Every one of us can.Come up with very many plans for our life.
但是唯有神啊，允许我们的计划才能够得到成功。
But God is the only one who can cause our plans to succeed.
所以雅各书里面说啊，有一个人呢，他有很大的计划。
That's why in the book of James it tells us of a man who had great plans.
我要搬到某一个城里面，在那边做事业。
He said, "Tomorrow, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city."And buy and sell there and make a profit. 啊，
他说啊，在住在那边住几年呐，啊，可以买卖得利。
He said, he will spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit.
啊，但是这个作者说啊，其实人所计划的啊，如果没有神的帮助，有时候就很难成就。
But the author says that, when a person plans something, if God is not working with him, then it is hard for it to be accomplished.
一方面是我们人的生命啊，啊，好像云雾一样。
On one hand, our life is just like a vapor.
啊，如果神不让我们存留的话，其实我们的生命啊，虽然你有很多计划，也没有办法实现。
So if God does not allow us to exist to fulfill our plans, then no matter how many plans we have, they will not succeed.
所以有一个才子啊，他很会计划经营。
So there was a wealthy man who was very good at planning.
说我怎么盖更大的仓库来收藏我的土产。
Saying that he will build larger silos to store his possession.
啊，我让财物很多啊，啊，让我可以做好多年的花用。
And when he has accumulated a lot of possessions, then he will be able to use them for many years to come.
那在人来看呢，是一个很聪明、很有智慧、很会经营的才子。
From the perspective of man, he is a very prudent, very responsible caretaker of his possessions.
啊，那是神在天上却对他说：“你这个无知的人呐！”
God in heaven said to him, "You foolish person."
哎，今天晚上要把你的灵魂拿走了，你积蓄这么多啊，还能够给谁用呢？
Tonight, your life will be taken away from you, so.What will you do with all that you have collected?
所以让我们知道，生命不是掌握在我们自己的手里面。
This helps us to understand that our life, is not in our own hands.
啊，说好像这个云雾一样，有时候出现一下子啊就消失掉了。
Instead, it is like a vapor which appears for a while and then vanishes.
所以我们只当说，主如果愿意的话。我就可以活着，也可以做这事，也可以做那事。
Therefore, instead, we should say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
所以要依靠神呐，啊，来保守我们的生命。
That is why we need to rely on the Lord to preserve our life.
啊，让我们能够存留，能够做这事，能够做那事。
So that we can remain to do this or to do that.
啊，另外一个聪明才智机会也是从神来的。
And furthermore, our intelligence, our wisdom, our opportunities and abilities also come from God.
说力战的未必得胜啊，聪明的未必得之才。
Tells us that the battle does not always go to the strong, and the wealth does not always go to the wise.
说所领导众人的就是神给人好机会。
But instead, God. Brings the chance or the opportunity to them.
所以才能、智慧啊、机会都是神赐的。
That is why ability, intelligence, and opportunity all come from God.
我们看诗篇的三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
第五节。
Verse 5.
三十七篇啊，第五节。
Psalm 37, verse 5.
说当将你的事交托神。并倚靠他，他就必成全。所以我们 要做工作或事业啊，我们一定要祷告，把它交托给神。
Therefore, if we want to do work, if we want to do, start a business or do anything, we need to commit them to the Lord and pray to Him.
啊，我们如果能够依靠他的话，啊，神就会帮助你啊，成全你的计划。
If we can rely on Him, then He will help us to fulfill our plans.
因为如果不是神在建造房屋啊，所建造的人啊，就枉然劳力。
Because if God is not the builder of the house, then those who build, build in vain.
如果不是神帮忙看守城池啊，看守的人啊，就枉然警醒。
If God is not the one watching the gates, then the watchmen watch in vain.
人可以计划，可以努力，但是要成功啊，就是要靠神的怜悯给我们好机会。
Human beings can plan and they can work, but in order to succeed, it depends on God.
所以神的怜悯啊，就是我们成败的一个关键。
Therefore, the mercy of God is a critical point for our success.
人可以筹算自己的道路，但是唯有神的筹算才能够立定。
Human beings can calculate their own path, but only the calculations of God will come to pass.
我们再看耶利米书三十三章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 33.
第二节
，verse two.
耶利米书三十三章第二节。
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse two.
说成就的是 Alpha， 造作的为要建立的也是 Alpha。耶和华是他的名，他如此说。第三节
，verse three.
说你求告我，我就应允你。并将你所不知道又大又难的事来指示你。这里讲到说，我们事情要能够得到成就，能够被建立起来，是在乎神。
Here it tells us that for our plans to be formed and established, it depends on God.
所以我们如果能够晓得求告神，依靠神。
So if we know to trust in God and to pray to God,
神会把你所不知道又大又难的事情来指示你。
Then God will show us great and mighty things which we do not know.
我们看到但以理遇到一个很大的困难。
We can see that Daniel had to face a great difficulty.
因为王做了一个梦。
Because the king had a dream.
他知道说这个梦有意思。
And the king knew that there was a meaning behind
the dream. 但是这个梦忘记掉了。
But he forgot his dream.
所以他叫一些智慧人帮他解释这个梦。
So he asked some wise men to interpret the dream for him.
但是他们都没有办法把这个梦告诉王。
But they could not even tell the king what the dream was.
所以王很不讲理就要把这个哲士通通要把他们杀掉。
So the king, being very unreasonable, decided that he was going to kill all of them.
但以理本身也是哲士当中的一位。
And Daniel was actually also one of them.
但是但以理他就向王说你给我一点时间我可以把你的梦告诉你。
But Daniel said to the king, saying, give me a little bit of time, and then I can tell you your dream.
他就找到了他三个很要好的朋友。
And after that, he found his three good friends.
说我们现在遇到一个非常大的困难说我们一定要同心祷告神。
Saying to them that we are faced with a great difficulty, so now we need to pray together to God.
结果在异象当中人就把那个王所做的梦跟梦的讲解告诉但以理。
And in their prayer, God revealed to them, to Daniel, what were the contents of the dream and what were its interpretations.
所以有时候我们遇到一个又大又难的事情。
So sometimes when we're faced with great and difficult things.
但是神会把我们所不知道的所又大又难的事情来指示我们。
Even then, God will show us great and mighty things which we did not know.
在我们生活当中有时候会遇到这样的事情。
Sometimes in our lives, we are faced with these kinds of things.
因为神是无所不知的神。
But because God is all-knowing,
神又是听人祷告的神。
And God is also a God who listens to the prayers of people.
我们有一个王执事他在警察局里面当局长。
There is a deacon Huang who was a chief in the police department.
然后他又是当地教会的教务负责人。
He was also a local church religious affair.
因为他想说，如果每年他们警察界常常调来调去。
And he thought to himself, because as policemen, they had to be transferred from station to station every year. But if he was transferred to a station where there was no local church, then it would be difficult for him to attend service. And he felt that if he left the current local church, then it would affect the holy work there also. So even though he performed very well at his work,
但他每年都要写一个签呈，就跟长官说，我放弃升官，我不调动。
But every year he would have to write a letter to his superior saying that I do not want to be promoted, because I do not want to be transferred.
有一次，刚好发生了一个相当大的治安的案件。
But one time, there was a very large crime that occurred.
有一些不好的人，他们用渔船走出了很多的那个枪械进来。
There were some criminals who used fishing boat to smuggle some weapons into the country.
那个枪啊、炮啊，都比那个警察的所用的还好啊，还精良。
And the guns that they imported were more powerful than those that the police had. So there were a lot of crimes that occurred as a result. And no matter how hard they tried to investigate it, they could not find the people.
把这个事情交给我们教会这个执事。
They could not arrest the criminals, and therefore the police department assigned this case to our church.
告诉他说你要把这个案件把它调查清楚。
Our church deacon and told him that he had to solve this case.
你要人要钱都随时可以支援你。
They gave him all the resources that he needed and all the personnel that he needed.
他接到这个任务以后，他接受很困难。
But when he received this case, he felt very troubled.
因为也没有什么头绪。
Because there were no leads.
所以他就每天跑到山上的地方去祷告。
So every day he would go to the mountain to pray.
祷告了一段时间。
And after a while of praying,
突然间在空中出现三个中文字。
Suddenly in the sky there appeared three Chinese characters.
叫做伯利恒。
And it said Bethany.
我们知道伯利恒就是耶稣出生的地方。
It said Bethlehem, because Bethlehem is the place. It is a place where Jesus was born.
他一直想说，为什么会看到这三个字？
So he kept on thinking to himself why he saw those three characters.
他想说，可能那个主书的遗传跟这三个字有关系。
So he thought perhaps the boat that was used for smuggling had something to do with these words.
所以他就把那个遗传的那个名单拿来。
So he took the database of all of the fishing boats in the area.
跟这个伯利恒三个字有关系的，总共有六十几艘。
He compared the names of the boats with the characters in a Chinese translation.
所以他也不晓得是哪一艘，怎么去查。
And there were over 60 boats that had those characters, so he did not know where to start.
有一天，他刚好在那个岸边，那个港口边，在那边巡视的时候。
And one day he was just at the seaport, walking around.
有一艘船刚好要准备开出去了。And
one boat was about to depart.
那艘船刚好有两个字跟伯利恒一样，它叫做恒吉利。And 恒跟利这两个字一样。
And the boat that was about to depart had in its name had two characters that were the same as the Chinese translation of.
所以他就主角说这一艘船有问题。
So he instinctively thought that there was a problem with this boat.
结果真的，他就上船去调查。
And indeed, he went onto the boat to inspect it.
后来这艘船的船员、船长，他承认那些枪械是他们组出进来的。
And eventually, the captain of the boat and the crew admitted that they were the ones who smuggled the weapons.
结果因为这样，就破了一个非常重大的案件。
And because of this, they solved a very a large criminal case.
啊，本来啊，他都不升官的，因为立了一个大功啊，所以连续升三级。
And originally he did not want to be promoted, but because of this great work that he did, he was promoted three times.
啊，所以真的好像这里所讲的。
So it is just like what is said here.
所以我们当遇到困难的时候，我们没有办法处理。
That when we are faced with difficulties, things that we cannot deal with.
所以我们求告神啊，神就会答应我们。
And at those moments when we call to God, and then God will answer us.
把那个我们所不知道又大又难的事情来指示我们。
And he will show us great and mighty things which we did not know.
所以我们看到主耶稣在每一处工作之前。
So we see Jesus right before he did any work.
他常常就到山上啊，花了很多时间祷告。
He would often go to the mountains to pray.
比如说他要选召使徒。
For example, before he called the disciples.
啊，整个晚上祷告。
He prayed for the entire night.
啊，然后就从这个门徒当中啊，拣选了十二个人。
And then he chose the 12 disciples.
啊，让他们成为主耶稣复活以后啊，将来他们的一些见证人。
So that after Jesus' resurrection, they became his witnesses.
所以在工作之前呢、啊，我们要祷告。
So before we do the work, we need to pray.
有人说在工作当中也是要祷告神的。
Sometimes during the work, we also need to pray to God.
我们看诗篇的六十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 60.
诗篇六十篇。
Psalm 60.
十二节。
Verse 12.
诗篇六十篇十二节。
Psalm 60 verse 12。
我们倚靠神才能够施展大能，因为践踏我们敌人的就是他。说我们要倚靠神啊，才能够得到力量。
Here it tells us that we need to rely on God to gain strength.
所以我们在工作当中啊，要祷告神，啊，神给我们赐能力。
Therefore, in our work, we need to pray to God, and God will give us strength.
啊，神帮助我们，我们就能够胜过各样的困难。
And when God helps us, then we can overcome all kinds of difficulties.
有时候我们在属灵的征战当中啊，神帮助我们，我们就能够得胜了。
Sometimes in a spiritual battle, when God helps us, we can be victorious.
所以我们看到说啊。
So we see,
以色列人在旷野的时候,
when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
亚玛利人来要跟以色列人打仗,
the Amalekites came and wanted to fight with them.
啊，耶稣亚就带着军队去跟他们打。
So Joshua led the armies of Israel to fight with them.
但圣经里面说，摩西一举手，以色列人就得胜了。
And the Bible says that when Moses lifted his hands, the Israelites were victorious.
啊，但是当摩西的手垂下来，以色列人就失败了。
But when the hands of Moses came down, then the Israelites were losing.
所以他们只好把摩西的手扶着啊，让他们完全得胜啊，消灭了这些敌人。
So that is why they had to hold up the hands of Moses until the army had completely.Overcome their enemies.
所以我们倚靠神啊，靠着他就能够施展大能。
So by relying on God, we can do great works.
他能够帮助我们啊，能够得胜一切的敌人。
And he can help us to be victorious over all of our enemies.
以色列人在攻打埃城的时候啊，他们就是没有求告神。
When the Israelites were about to attack the city of Ai, they did not rely on God.
因为他们想说那么坚固、那么大的耶利哥城啊，我们都可以得胜了。
Because they thought to themselves that they were able to overcome such a great city as Jericho.
这个埃城这么小。
And the city of Ai was so small.
所以他们说啊，我们不必多去了，只派3000人去就好了。
So they said to themselves that we do not need to send our entire army, but just 3,000.
他们以为可以靠着他们的能力来得胜。
They thought that they could.Win by their own might.
所以也没有求告神的帮助。
So they did not ask God for help.
结果一出战的时候就失败了，被杀了好多人。
And as soon as they started the battle, they lost, and they lost many people.
因为他们当中啊，有人犯罪啊，事先啊没有把他找出来。
And it was also because among them some had sinned, and they had not found them before the battle.
所以我们要不断的倚靠神，我们才能够得到全胜。
So we need to constantly rely on God to be completely victorious.
圣经里面说啊，大卫作王的时候，非利士人呐、啊， 带着军兵来要消灭他们。
The Bible tells us that when David became king, the Philistines with their armies came to try to fight the Israelites.
大卫就祷告神说，神啊，我们可以去征战吗？
And David prayed to God, asking God, saying, Lord, can we fight them?
神说可以，我会帮助你们，你们可以得胜的。
And God said to him, Yes, you can. I will help you, and you will be
victorious. 所以他们去征战了，就得胜回来了。
They went to fight the Philistines, and the Philistines were defeated.
啊，但是非利士人又来了。
But once again, the Philistines came.
大卫不会说，哦，我们已经得胜了，我们可以自己去征战了。
David did not think that since we had defeated them before, we can do it again.
虽然有第一次征战得胜的经验。
Even though he had the experience of victory the first time.
但是当非利士人再来的时候，他还是继续祷告神。
But when the Philistines came again, he once again prayed to God.
神说，你们还是可以去征战。
God said to him, you can once again go and fight them.
但是你们不要正面的去攻击他们。
But do not attack them directly.
你们要从背后的地方啊，绕过来。
You should go from behind them, go around.
这样你们就可以得胜。
Then you will be victorious.
所以不是靠我们人的经验。
So it does not depend on our human experience.
而是神指示我们一些征战得胜的方法。
But on the tactics, the strategies that God informs us of.
所以人往往啊，有一些成功的经验啊，就会依靠自己，忘掉了依靠神。
So very often, human beings, because of some experience that they've had in being victorious, they forget to rely on God.
当人不晓得靠神，主靠自己的时候，往往就会陷到失败里面。
But very often, when a person only knows to rely on himself and not God, then he will fall and fail.
我们看到主耶稣在工作当中非常有能力。
We can see that Jesus was full of strength when he was doing work.
但是有一次他工作完的时候，有很多人带着那些病痛的人要来求主耶稣医治。
But there was one time after he had finished his work, and many people brought those who were ill or lame to try to come to him.
但是主耶稣却悄悄地退到山上的地方，在那边祷告。
To be healed, and Jesus, he went back to the mountain to pray.
因为他说他知道说要不断的圆连得能力这个工作才能够有果效。
Because he realized that he needed to continually receive strength for this work to be successful.
所以他觉得说这个祷告比工作更重要。
That is why he realized that prayer was more important than work.
所以在工作当中也是不断的从神那里得能力。
And so while working, he continuously received strength from God.
我们在工作后有了一些成就的时候不要忘记警醒感恩。
After we complete the work, after we have seen some results, we also should not forget to pray and give thanks.
一个人在成功的时候，往往会很容易得意忘形。
When a person is successful, it is easy for him to forget about God and become proud.
有时候因为失掉了警醒而自疑失败。
And sometimes it is because he loses his watchfulness and therefore he fails again.
我们看到以利亚就是一个例子。
We can see the example of Elijah.
他在加密山上非常有能力，求火就有火，求雨就有雨。
He was on the mountain and where he was full of strength and he was able to pray for rain.
所以他得到的能力超过以前的众先知
And the strength that he had received was greater than all of the prophets before him.
他觉得说他已经完成了一个非常大的使命。
He felt that he had accomplished a very great work.
但是一时失掉了警醒。
But at that moment in time, he lost his watchfulness.
也许别主讲了一句话说，到明天我一定要让那个以利亚的头能够把它砍下来。
And Jezebel only said one phrase saying that, by this time tomorrow, I will have the head of Elijah.
以利亚听到了这些恐吓的话，他就说：“那我怎么办呢？”他就开始逃命了。
And when Elijah heard this, he immediately became afraid and he ran for his life.
为什么那么伟大的先知突然间必须要起来逃跑逃命呢？
Why was it that such a great prophet suddenly had to escape for his life?
因为他以为说 本来那个能力是靠自己来的。
Because he thought that that original strength that he had came from himself.
他以为啊，他可以胜过以前的累赘。
He thought that he was able to overcome the difficulties that he had by himself.
啊，他不知道说这个能力啊，是神给他的。
And he did not realize that the power came from God.
啊，所以主看到自己没有看到神呐，啊，后来就失败了。
And so he only saw himself and did not see God, and therefore he failed.
所以圣经里面讲到说啊，少年人有时候也会疲乏困倦跌倒。
Therefore, the Bible says that even the youth will sometimes lose strength and fail.
所以我们要不断的仰望神啊，得能力啊。
Therefore, we need to often seek the Lord to renew our strength.
我们来看一下《历代志下》三十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
历代志下三十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 32.
先看二十四节
，verse 24。
历代志下三十二章二十四节到二十六节
，Second Chronicles chapter 32 verses 24 to 26。
说那时西西家病得要死，就祷告神，神应允他，赐他一个兆头。二十五节
，verse 25。
西家却没有照他所蒙的恩啊报答神，因为他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。二十六节
，verse 26。
但西家和耶路撒冷的居民啊，觉得心里骄傲，就一同自卑，以致神的愤怒在西家的日子没有临到他们。啊，跳过来看三十一节了。
Verse 31。
看三十节。
Verse 30。
三十节。
Verse 30。
说这个西西家也在住基信的上源引水之下，留在大卫城的西边。西家所行的事啊，尽都亨通。三十一节。
Verse 31。
说我有一件事，就是巴比伦王。差遣使者来见西西家，访问国中所献的奇事。这件事神离开他，要试验他，好知道他心内如何。这里讲到这个西西家是一个非常好的王。
Here it talks about Hezekiah, who was a very good king.
啊，他敬畏神啊，所以神让他强盛。
Because he feared God, therefore God allowed him to be victorious over the Assyrians.
后来他生了重病，快要死掉了。
But later on, he was ill and was about to die.
结果他祷告神，神答应再给他活十五年。
And he prayed to God, and God allowed him to live for another 15 years.
后来巴比伦的使者啊，就来跟西家王道贺。
And then later on, the messengers of Babylon came to meet Hezekiah.
啊，说是要来访问国中啊所献的奇事。
Saying that they came to inquire about his country.
就他们一个小小的国家，而且能够得胜那个亚述国。
Because as such a small nation, they were able to be victorious over Syria.
啊，本来西家已经得了必死的病啊，现在又好起来了。
So originally Hezekiah had the illness that was about to bring him death, but now he was healed.
这一件事情啊，神就要试验看西西家王他的存心怎么样。
But here it says that God allowed this thing to happen to him. To see what was in his heart.
所以神就暂时离开他，没有保守他。
So God temporarily departed from him, did not preserve him.
结果这个西西家王啊，心里就骄傲起来了。
And Hezekiah became proud.
啊，他就把那个王宫里面的那些财宝啊，就拿出来跟那个巴比伦的使者向他炫耀。
And he took out all of the treasures of his kingdom and showed them to the princes of Babylon.
所以就不谦卑了，就骄傲起来了。
He was no longer humble, he was proud.
啊，其实这些尊荣富足啊，都是神给的。
Even though all of the glory and honor that he had came from God.
啊, 但是他是来炫耀他自己。
Yet he tried to praise himself by showing these things.
说他没有按照神给他的恩来报答神。
And he did not... He did not repay according to the favor that God showed him.
所以我们知道说啊, 当一个人成功了以后啊，很容易就骄傲自大， 会失掉了谦卑的心。
So we know that when a person is successful, it is easy for him to lose his humbleness and become proud.
啊，因为失掉了警醒啊， 结果他就失败了。
And because he also loses his watchfulness, therefore in the end he fails.
所以神借着先知就告诉他,
so through the prophet, God said to him,
说你把王宫里面什么东西给这个巴比伦的使者看呢?
Saying, whatever you have shown the ambassadors from Babylon,
他说我把所有的宝物都给他看了。
And Hezekiah said, I have shown them all of our treasures.
后来神说啊, 王宫所有的宝物啊, 都会被巴比伦人把他掳走。
So God said to him, saying that all of the treasures in your kingdom will be taken by the Babylonians.
过了不久啊, 犹大王国啊, 真的所有宝物都被掳到巴比伦去。
And not long after the kingdom of Judah was defeated, and all of their treasures were taken by Babylon.
所以当我们一个人啊, 在有成就的时候,
So when a person has succeeded in something,
我们要将一切的荣耀归给神。
He or she needs to give all glory to God.
因为一切所有的都是神给我们的。
Because everything that we have comes from God.
因为所有的机会成就都是在于神。
All of our accomplishments, all of our opportunities came from God.
所以我们只是无用的仆人, 所以要把一切荣耀归给神。
And we are simply worthless servants, and we need to give all glory to God.
还要求神啊, 建立我们。
We also need to ask God to work with us in all of the work that we do.
我们最后看两节圣经，看以弗所书六章。
Lastly, we will look at two passages. Let us first look at Ephesians chapter 6.
18节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
以弗所书六章18节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
靠着圣灵，随时都当祷告祈求。 并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。保罗在这里谈到说，我们是跟空中属灵界的恶魔在征战。
Here Paul tells us that we are fighting against the principalities, that are the spiritual principalities.
所以我们要穿戴神所赐给我们全副的军装。
So we need to put on the whole armor of God that God has given us.
我们要依靠主的大能大力做刚强的人。
We need to rely on the strength and the words of God to become strong.
所以这里谈到说我们怎样征战得胜的一些秘诀。
And then this passage tells us some of the ways in which we can be victorious.
最后就说到我们要拿着圣灵的宝剑啊，才能够得胜撒旦。
And at the end says that we need to take the sword of the Spirit to be victorious over Satan.
这是我们征战得胜的利器。
Because this is the strength through which we can be victorious.
所以就是要靠着圣灵啊, 随时都当祷告。
Therefore, through the Holy Spirit, we should always pray.
能够警醒不怨见的祷告, 我们就能够得胜。
To be watchful and pray unceasingly, and then we will be victorious.
就随时随地用各样的方法来祷告神。
That we can pray at all times and all places using various methods.
所以在腓立比书第四章说啊, 我们凡事可以借着祷告告诉神。
That is why in Philippians chapter 4 tells us that we can present our requests to God in all different ways.
神会赐给我们意外的平安。
And God will give us peace that is beyond our understanding.
还会保守我们的心怀意念。
And he will also guard our hearts and minds.
他说我们要靠着警醒祷告来得胜。
Therefore, we need to watch and pray to be victorious.
好，来唱诗406首。
Let us sing hymn 406.
现在来祷告。
We're now going to pray together.
我们可以把一切的事情啊，交托神啊，求主能够施恩带领。
we can give all things to the hands of God and ask God to guide and help us.
啊，我们要特别为我们自己、为我们的儿女的信仰祷告。
We should especially pray for ourselves and for the faith of our children.
啊，求主能够坚固我们的心，坚固我们所做的一切工作。
For God to sustain our heart. To sustain all of the work that we plan to do.
啊，有的人在困难当中啊，啊，病痛或者是啊工作上的关系啊失业了，我们要特别为这些弟兄姊妹祷告。
Some people are suffering, whether in illnesses or in personal relationships or at work. We need to pray for these brothers and sisters.
求神特别施恩眷顾带领我们。
To ask God to especially give them grace and to guide us, to sustain us.
帮助我们解决一切的困难。
Also to help us to resolve all of our difficulties.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Now let us pray together.
要接受按手祷告可以到前面来。
Those who like assistance in prayer can come to the front.
求神施恩祝福我们大家。
May God bless and give all of us grace.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.